Well, Oscar Wilde might have said that conversation about the weather is the last refuge of the unimaginative. And if so, I stand accused, because we are going to start with the weather and we're heading to Limerick first, to the farm of Hannah Quinn Mulligan and her grandmother Catherine, who've been adjusting to farming in this hot, hot heat, along with their new rare breed pigs, Marjorie, Hattie and Ishbini. When they went to feed them, they found the pigs moving out from under the shade of a horsenut tree into the sun.
Marjorie, Hattie, Ishbini.
Ishbini, Hannah. Oh my God. That's cruel. I can't believe you call. Which one is Ishbini then?
Well, I mean, technically they're all Ishbini.
Oh my God.
Look at them. Big bellies out, sunbathing.
But isn't it an ideal place for them in this weather? They have shade, they have sun if they want it.
It's the whey from the cheese making with some of the grain. They're mad about it, aren't they? Good girls. Come on. Good girls. I think the black one's Ishbini.
Oh, she's not.
Look how they drink the whey up. Look, you can hear them.
That's nearly all gone now.
I know, it only takes them a second, doesn't it?
They're so fast. Look.
You wouldn't want to get in between a pig and her food, would you?
You would not. Oh, they love it.
Well, I don't think the hot weather is doing them any harm.
It's not. They're very comfortable.
As long as they have shade and as long as they have water, I think they're okay. We go down and let the hens out before they start to roast.
Yes, that would be a good idea too.
What's your top tips, Granny, for this kind of weather? For animals and farmers?
Well, water, first of all, and shade.
But we're lucky in a way because we've planted so many hedges and they're quite tall that I find the animals go under there in the cold and in the sunshine for protection.
Exactly. And we have the stone shelter below.
Because cows can get quite badly heat stressed as well, whether they're dairy cows or beef cows or even young cows. I mean, if it gets hot during the day and then really cold at night, you have the risk of pneumonia in young calves as well.
The two extremes. A dangerous combination. But even the dog, look at the dog with his woolly coat. He's under a lot of pressure. I had to give him a cold shower yesterday. I'd say he might be getting one again today.
What a blue sky and the swallows singing. And yeah. It feels more like France than Ireland, doesn't it?
It's lovely.
If I lift it up, will you latch it?
Mm-hmm. Now, chook-chooks. Yeah, there. Here they come.
In terms of the dairy, the refrigeration man who looks after the bulk tank was telling me that hot weather is terrible because if your bulk tank is in any way shaky, it can be affected by the hot weather. Yeah. And all that milk that you're trying to cool down won't get cold.
It'd be under pressure, you see, if we're working extra long. Yes.
So he was telling me he's one of the few people who dreads the hot weather because he knows he'll be on call out constantly.
Yes, you can imagine that too. Oh, look at them. I love the leghorns, actually. They're such a cute hen. And they're so busy.
I reckon all the cows and calves should be fine.
Well, they should, but I'll walk down and have a look at them now. And just check, see how they're doing. And I know you checked them this morning, but I'll check them now that it's a bit hotter. See how they're doing. Especially my Herefords, that they have thick woolly coats. So we'll have a look. I'll go down and have a walk down and have a look now.
Hannah Quinn Mulligan down on Torrey Hill Farm in County Limerick. And as her grandmother Catherine said, it is all about those two things, water and shade. Well, let us know how you and yours are faring in the heat. We'll be chatting later to a vet to hear how we can keep our animals, including our pets, cool and safe. You can text 51551.